This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
J. Cole drops new track named Port Antonio, which is super dope, by the way. He's addressing Kendrick, Drake, the state of the culture, and the impact of his place in hip-hop because of all this drama. If we're being honest, Cole is everything and more of what Kendrick claimed to be, but never was. He's more for the people, more mature, better to listen to, unselfish, non-envious, accountable, and does not sacrifice his loyalty or morals for a moment. J. Cole genuinely cares about the culture and tries to push it forward, but Kendrick Lamar is willing to derail the culture for a personal gain. J. Cole even protected Kendrick Lamar from Diddy when Diddy ran up on him over the control verse and try to pour liquor on him. J. Cole jumped up and put paws on Diddy for him and then got kicked out of the venue. That's how real he is. Yet Kendrick was still willing to backstab Cole and allow his jealousy to try to ruin his well-known epic hip-hop run the last few years when Kendrick was doing nothing or even thought of. He wanted that light that they earned. J. Cole and Drake were at the pinnacle. Then, strategically again, Kendrick used their names to get himself hot since he'd been absent. Amazing how so many people fell for this snake behavior because J. Cole and Drake looked out for Kendrick a lot in the beginning. Listen to this.
They see this fire in my pen and think I'm dodging smoke. I wouldn't have lost the battle, dog. I would have lost the pro. I would have gained a phone. And all for what? Just to attain some old props from strangers that don't got a clue what I've been aiming for.
J. Cole didn't want to get in a battle with Kendrick because he always looked at him as a friend. But he also knew what type of man Kendrick is and how he's willing to go under the belt and even lie on those close to him just to win the perception of some easily manipulated lost fans and sacrifice his morals for a moment. Kendrick lied about children that Drake never had and called him a pedo without one allegation or charge. That's not the type of person anyone should trust. And not a battle Cole wanted to be in, even though he know he's lyrically, sonically, and consciously better than Kendrick. Now back to the new track, Port Antonio. A lot of people are only focusing on the second verse right now, where he talks about Kendrick Lamar and Drake, but completely looking over the first verse, very important points. Listen to this.
Niggas flipping pies, spending thousands on apparel shit. I wanna shine too, I want dimes too. Jealous niggas wanna know just how my rhymes blew. Mono y mono, I'm bono, I'm you times two.
He's addressing the jealousy here, but still letting everyone know, mono y mono, man to man, he's twice the man you are, and is twice as good as the so-called competition. Let's keep going.
The dwell at the top, the veil where all my skeletons lock. If I could do it all over, then I never would swap. I seen good, I seen bad, had my melanin mocked. I seen lifelong friends turn to devilish ops.
He said, I seen good, I seen bad, I had my melanin mocked. Pay attention. He had his melanin mocked. A lot of people forget that J. Cole is biracial. His father is black and his mother is white. The same as Drake. So I guess Kendrick Lamar feel that J. Cole is a culture vulture and he's not allowed to say the word nigga either since he's 50% black. And not 100% black like Dot thinks he is. But hey, man, keep it real, man. Your children 50% black just like Drake and J. Cole, man. So I don't get your point in what you be saying. Cole was willing to salute Drake for being there for him in this new track as well. And we all know that he'd been there for Drake too. But Kendrick Lamar's signature has been that it's only been him this entire time. It's only big him. He only got himself here. No one else helped him at all. We all know that's not the case. And he has indirectly used many artists by saying their names in tracks in a negative light to get attention to himself. How can you sit here and believe that Kendrick Lamar is doing more for a culture when all he does is call out people's names in a negative light to make himself look good and bring them down? But Drake and J. Cole goes to those artists and collaborate with them to bring them up. But Kendrick Lamar has fooled y'all to think that what he's doing is better than that. It makes absolutely no sense. I think all of these things are eventually going to come back and haunt him. His focus has always been in moments, not that long game. He wants to do something and gain some relevancy over that one thing for a couple years, rather than being consistent at being great for years and years back to back like the other top artists we see that's pouring into the culture, helping others get millions and millions. I love this track from J. Cole. This track is dope, man. I can't wait to hear his full project. I already know it's going to be insane. But what are you guys' thoughts on it? Do you think J. Cole track is fire? Do you think it's trash? Where do you think his place in hip-hop is? Do you feel like you don't want to hear nothing from J. Cole anymore because he decided to not want to get in a battle with one of his friends? Do you feel like that was soft? He's less of a man for what he done? Or do you feel like he's more of a man? I think people like Kendrick has fooled the culture to continue to feel that toxicity is real, when J. Cole is trying to help the culture to not fall into that same old bullshit that we've been following for so long. We've been misdirected for so long. Since I can remember, so many people of the black culture has claimed those that go to jail, they're a real one. Those that commit murder, robbery, oh, they some real ones. Just like with this, those who backstab their friends, that's hip hop. Because you're calling out their names. You're saying you're better than everyone. That's hip hop. He is embracing toxicity. And everyone that supports this is also supporting toxicity, not growth. People are literally looking at what J. Cole has done as being soft and less of a man. When in reality, when a man put his morals over being peer pressured to harm or disrespect those he care about, that's what's really real. This whole thing with Kendrick Lamar has really completely lowered the standards of hip hop. It completely took integrity out of hip hop. You can just say anything about anyone with no truth to it. He has completely lowered the standards of hip hop. And quite honestly, it wasn't that high in the first place, but it was getting better until he came back into the picture. J. Cole was single-handedly getting in with the youth and helping change that. I mean, if you keep it real, look at how Young Dirk has changed so much since collaborating with J. Cole for the better. But a lot of people that has been fooled and manipulated by this culture would think that is soft. You would now call him, he's not a real one because he's separated himself from gang culture. Oh, you ain't a real one no more now. You can't tell the way you've been manipulated. You can't tell how Kendrick Lamar is still propping this type of stuff up versus J. Cole, who wants nothing to do with that because he knows how that has suppressed the growth of our culture for so long. J. Cole genuinely wants us to be better as people. That's what Kendrick claimed he wanted, but his actions do not show it. It shows he's lacked maturity. It shows he still has envious ways. If you look at all the things that he's done, when he done it, and why he did it, it's time for us to change the definition of real. We have been fooled and conditioned. Get it through your head. Prison does not make you real. Robbing people does not make you real. Shooting your own people does not make you real. But this is what this culture has been trying to force you to believe. But you want to try to get rid of people like J. Cole. What the hell are you talking about? What are you doing? You want to try to say he ain't real. He's soft. He whack. What? You need to open your eyes. Pay attention to who really doing nothing for the culture. Pay attention to those who really only propping up the gang culture. Got them crip walking in their videos. Gang affiliation all in their videos. Trying to make that cool again. Versus the ones who are getting on tracks. Who are trying to collaborate with others to get their mind unconditioned. And conditioned in a new advancement. There's nothing wrong with advancing. You would sit here and complain about stuff and then down people who are trying to do something better. But anyway, man, let me know y'all thoughts. Peace. The Highest Point Podcast. More than the pod, it's a lifestyle.